The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Right now.
On this special episode of Life Today,
I ask you to perform a miracle in this child, God. Please stop its suffering, Jesus.
Disease of the devil, Lord, I just ask you to let the food we give him be a nourishment to his body and quickly restore him in Jesus' name.
You just take this child in your loving arms. And that, Father, we need a miracle for this child.
We're asking you to be an answer to prayer.
Find out how you can help save children's lives next on Life Today.
It's such a joy to come into your home or wherever you happen to be watching Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I thank you for the privilege of sharing. I do want to mention something because it would just absolutely make a wonderful gift for Christmas. This is the God of all creation. Life lessons from pets and wildlife, you know, like the birds, like the beasts of the field, like the birds of prey. But wait a minute, what about our pets? Betty, this is the world of pets today. Here's our little princess, our little dachshund, because there she is on the cover. In the back, you'll see us holding her. And she's a beautiful little, I say, slick as a seal dachshund. Here she is driving my truck because she's looking for something to chase and something to smell and track because she's doing what God created her to do. But he also created her to show us how much you can love something that is so often so inferior in so many ways. And I've learned a lot. I want you to be sure and get this. Here's what we're asking you to do. We're asking you to be an answer to prayer. If you've been listening to me, and I know anyone stays around me long, you're going to hear me say that God has really put on my heart to seek to be an answer to Jesus' prayers and to help encourage that we together be an answer to his prayers. Now, that's very, very important. You know, one of the things Jesus said also was that we were, and he said this right before he left, we were to be ministers to others. Now think about this a moment. This is after he's been crucified, he's died, he's been raised from the dead, and now he's visiting with those who claim to be his followers. And he said, the Son of Man did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister. I didn't come to be served, but to serve. So that means it's real important that we find ways to serve others. And Betty, I don't know that you and I, apart from the joy our children have brought us, and little princess has brought us a lot of joy, our kids think it's pretty funny, even though the grandkids had a whole lot to do, as we tell in the book, why we got her. But the joy that we've got, not only from watching our children and grandchildren, but just helping people that are overlooked. The people that feel like no one notices and no one cares. It's been a tremendous joy to us.
It really has, James. And you and I have always come away after being able to bless someone that was in need, saw them in need over the mission field, wherever it might be, where we might be, that we come away feeling more blessed because we gave.
Absolutely.
Than the person that received.
As Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And you know something, you say, well, why do you always give us something? You ask us to give, then you give us something. Because it's a blessing for us to give. And you know what we try to do? We try to give you something that'll bless you, like this beautiful Bible. We want to give it to you. And the Jesus Calling devotionals by Sarah Young, a missionary, we want to bless you. That's the reason that we come into your home every day. We find joy in giving joy and life and love to others. Betty and I find it a joy to be an answer to Jesus' prayers, an answer to anyone's prayers. If you've watched us very often on Life Today, I know this. I know that if you've listened to me, if you've just listened, you've heard me say, you want your prayers answered? Seek to be an answer to someone else's prayers? Let me let you listen to some prayers that I promise you can be an answer to. You're going to hear some very well-known people praying. You'll hear Billy Graham's daughter. You'll hear Beth Moore. You'll hear one of our grandchildren. You can, and it's real important, be an answer to these prayers. Listen closely and watch.
Perform a miracle in this child, God. Please stop its suffering, Jesus.
Disease of the devil. Lord, I just ask you to let the food we give him be a nourishment to his body.
Father, I just pray that you just take this child in your arms, in your loving arms, and that, Father, we need a miracle for this child.
He needs your help, Father. He needs a supernatural touch from you, Lord Jesus.
Child back to life. Father, I ask you to work a miracle in the hearts of people who are watching us right now to keep babies alive.
You are the God who heals, and you are the God who provides.
Somebody say.
God, help us to stop this Holocaust in our day. That could be dealt with by fighting disease and starvation and hunger. I am merely giving. God, touch the hearts of people in Jesus' name.
Can I just, for one, just a moment, can I just pray, Father, help everybody watching to want to be an answer to prayer. And God, let us put your loving arms around those who feel so overlooked. In Jesus' name, I want to ask you, have you ever felt like you were overlooked? By the way, Betty, we get a lot of calls to our phone center. And I've told you this. If you watch, you've heard me say this. In the midst of a crisis, I mean, it could be a Hurricane Katrina relief. It could be a tsunami. It could be some terrible flooding or some catastrophic earthquake damage. And we're saying, let's help. Or it could be hunger or thirst. And we say, let's help. And when we say that, and it's real serious, and people call to help, thank you, Lord. They call to help, to be an answer to prayer. Even in that time, 80% of the calls will still be from people, Betty, who will call. And many of them say, I'm lonely. I knew you'd pray with me. We have a few people who will call on a fairly frequent basis, and our prayer partners get to know them. And they say, I just needed somebody to hear me. There are a lot of lonely people in the world. I don't know where you are, I don't know where you fit, but I wouldn't be exaggerating if I told you that I'd like to come fix whatever it is that challenges you or hurts you. I wish I could. I do my best, inadequate in so many ways, I'm sure, to meet the challenges that some of you may face, but I would want to do it. And sometimes when I'm saying that and I see something, I really hear the Lord. It's like shouting into my total being, I can help them. I can lift the load. My yoke is easy. My load is light because I've got it. If they would just let me in to the situation, into the pit. I lift them up and put their feet on solid rock. This is His heart. So we are paying that 800 number you see. Anytime you or someone you love needs somebody to join in prayer with you in their behalf or for you. But what about those prayers you just heard, those precious little children that they were praying for? Those graves that I prayed over, that I didn't want another little child's body to be laid in that grave. But they're being dug because the children are dying. we can stop that death cycle. And I'll tell you this. When you find the joy of being the answer to somebody's prayer, I think you're going to find Isaiah 58, where when God reminds you, He says this is the only thing He emphasizes twice in that powerful passage, Isaiah 58. Get alone with the Lord before you go to sleep tonight. We'll read that. But when you notice the poor and you feed the hungry, He says, I'll answer quickly your prayers, and I'll be your rear guard. I'm going to protect you. Incredible promise. I want you to listen to a beautiful couple. They live in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. They live in Arlington. They love what God's called us to do, and you know what? They didn't just say, we like it. They wanted to experience what we were talking about, and they did. I want you to listen to what they have to say, because you can experience the same joy they live in.
Well, when we watch the show, and we have the clips of the hungry children, it's really hard for us to even imagine that in this country, someone being in those conditions. And I think what says something to me is when you look into their eyes. There's no language barrier when you can look into their eyes and see the need. And in contrast, it is wonderful to look into the faces, into the eyes of the children who have just received their bowl of food.
It's very gratifying to me as a businessman to know that we would be working with a quality organization, one that's responsible and truly dedicated to their mission.
We know that Life Outreach is good soil. You know, life is short, and we really want to be good stewards of our time, our money, our gifts that the Lord has blessed us with, that we can be a blessing to others, and that it's used wisely.
Some of the things that we received from Life Outreach, like this little statues and the bowl and things, we use it for feeding around the house. That's what I use for cereal. The grandkids ask about that, and then Georgia has a teaching moment with the grandkids.
Because it is so important that we leave a legacy to our kids and grandkids. We feel like our giving to Life Outreach is very important, and it's made a difference for us to be able to share that with our children and with our grandchildren. We want to teach them that it is so much better to give than to receive.
Wow. That's just the truth. And you know, the Lord wants you to experience that joy. You see, He doesn't just care about the need that's being met. He cares about the person who meets the need. I mean, Betty, I think when God finds an extension of His hands and an expression of His heart, I think He comes with a greater release of His fullness. It's like the great fruitfulness that He promises to the field that's yielded to the water of His truth, the water of His Word, the light of who He is. I mean, you bear fruit. And it's so obvious with that beautiful couple.
It is, James. And there's just nothing like when you know that you have ministered out and given because God has impressed it on your heart to give out to those that you see hurting and need, and to have the sensitivity only God can give you through His Spirit to say, bless this person. Honor me by blessing this person. And when you do, there's such great joy that comes from within because you have pleased the Lord. And James, there's no greater satisfaction than knowing that.
When you give the Lord joy, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I mean, we always want our joy, but if we'd live to give Him joy, we would gain strength in every area of need and every challenge in our life. I really do believe that. It's a promise. Now, here's what I think is very important for you to understand. We are interested in you, but I'm going to tell you something, no exaggeration. There are children who are facing death right now, and we have missionaries in place who are ready to rescue them, who are ready to not only tell them about the love of God, but show them God's love. Here's what the missionaries will say over and over. Just don't leave us empty-handed. Our hearts are full, but give us the wherewithal When we find a hungry child, when we find a crisis situation, and right now there are hundreds of thousands, and sometimes I don't like to say that large number, because then the personal necessity and need seems to vanish in the massive group that we refer to. Each one of these are children found by a missionary. You are keeping mission workers on the field, several thousand strong. It's your love that keeps them there in Africa, in place. Some of those workers are paid for with food and clothing for their family. That's the only compensation they get. The mission overseers that train them are there because your love keeps them there. It's all a part of the outreach. But here's what I think you must understand. Without your help, the mission feeding program is over. The missionaries would stay with empty hands, and they would watch the children die. And yes, they'd weep over them, and they would pray over them. And that's the reason the missionaries will say to me, James, would you ask your viewers to help? We believe they've got the heart of God. We believe they'll help us. So I'm asking you to dial that number. It's always there as a prayer line for you, always, a friend waiting to pray with you. But I'm asking you to be the friend. I'm asking you to be the answer to prayer. Dial that number, take your bank card, and if you can make a gift of $30, $50, or $100, and I always, always, if you can, make the larger gift, because let me tell you how it breaks out. $30, $50, $100 will enable us for the next several months to feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Pretty simple. Why would I ask for the 100? 10 children. That gift will keep giving, giving life and hope and help. Support for the missionaries, an answer to prayer. We want to send you some wonderful gifts. I promise you, you get the God of all creation. You could go online, buy several copies as Christmas gifts for everybody you know in your family that loves pets or wildlife. But we're going to send it to you just to say thank you, whatever gift you can give. If you'll give a gift to help with 10 children and give bowls, 25 of them, they cost $1 a piece. We want to send you the beautiful leather-bound devotional Bible with Sarah Young Devotions. It's a beautiful study Bible, one of the most beautiful I have ever held in my hands. We want to bless you, but you're going to help us save the lives of 10 children. And remember this, the beautiful Lion and the Lamb bronze is yours. An art piece, a collectible from a great artist pointing to the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Lamb. We want to send that to you if you can help us care for 100 children for the next few months. Please make that call. Make the best gift you can. Use your bank card. If you write a check, call us, tell us what you've written the check for, and it's in the mail. Please, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. I'm going to be praying right now that you'll be an answer to someone's prayer.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst food shortage in more than 2 decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's newest book, The God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
I can see those kids in my mind's eye, but most of all, I want to please the Father. I want him to see that when you saw me hungry, you did something about it.
Sylvia Turner, she's feeding hundreds of thankful children in remote villages in Africa, all without leaving her home in Texas. That's because she's a longtime supporter of Life Outreach.
I can't go personally, but I'm going when I help them to go do it. The big gift is not the most important, but the important thing is that you have a heart to give. If you love Christ, you can't help but want to reach out and do something.
Sylvia lost her beloved husband, Clarence, in 2005. Their 54-year marriage produced 5 children and many grandchildren. She's traveled the world, but has discovered her greatest joy in the simple act of helping others.
I think that I would be a person most miserable if I did not do what I'm doing. It's fun. It's joyful, and the joy is really inexplainable. When I see these big old cans of food and the kids running up to get their portion, it makes you very cheerful, but also very grateful that somebody is doing the work. Some of them that will never know who Jesus was, but through the act of obedience of Betty and James and the people that are helping them. And one thing they'll know about him, that he's a God of love, because it's love that will do what they're doing.
Sylvia, you are beautiful. Now, you know, we're not going to tell ages, but she's 10 years older than we are, Betty, and we've been married right at 50 years. And you know what? You are beautiful. And I see Jesus in you. And I want to thank you, Sylvia, because there have been times you've found me and Betty, and you've come up and you've asked for a hug. Well, let me just tell you something. Let me say it to you real personal. Can I get up close and personal? Sylvia, you've been hugging a lot of children for Jesus. You know how he said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not? They have. And when they got in his arms, they didn't go away empty. They went away with food. But that's why I think our viewers today, there's some of them that know what it's like because they help regularly. And by the way, you may have said, well, I've already sent a gift. Well, so have Betty and I, but we just go ahead and send another one. And we find it so much fun to just, you see a need, meet it. If you possibly can, do it. Send another one. Or maybe this is your first one for this particular feeding emphasis, but you're a regular supporter. Thank you. I get amazed, Betty, a lot of our viewers, and I just got to give you a big hug. They get the thank you receipt because we try to say thanks the minute we receive a gift. We say thank you. And do you know what? About 25% of those people get that thank you. They're so excited about what they're doing, they just take their envelope and send another gift. Can I just tell you, you're the most amazing people. And I already believe the viewers of Life Today are the greatest expressions of Christ's life I've ever seen. And the missionaries tell me that about you. So why don't those of you who've never helped, would you join? Would you today say, I want to experience the joy that Sylvia expressed? Would you dial that number and would you take your bank card and use it like a check, make a gift of $30, $50, or $100. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. That's exactly what you're giving. But call us and tell us what you're mailing. And then remember to put it in the mail. Don't forget. For those of you who are more advanced, like you, Betty, you've become so advanced on going online, you can go to lifetoday.org. And by the way, she's actually taught me how. She finds it so amazing that sometimes I'll go and work on iPad. You're going to be proud of me. So you taught me. If you want to go online, it's lifetoday.org. But please, please make the best gift you can. Make that call. Let us know what God's led you to do.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst food shortage in more than 2 decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's newest book, The God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
All right, I just say thank you. By the way, if you did, because you want someone to pray with you, and you got a busy, just wait a moment and dial again. If you call to help and you got a busy, just say, God, I'm glad somebody else is helping too. But be persistent as though someone's life depends on it, because in fact it does. So help us save as many lives and bless as many people as we possibly can. And do give Betty and me the privilege of sharing our little princess chasing that little cottontail. Oh, she wishes she could run that fast. And she loves to smell. You say, well, why in the world are you talking about pets? Because so many people are in love with them. And I want to tell you something. There's a cat rubbing up against somebody's leg. Precious. Will there be any pets in heaven? I'm going to answer you. I'm even going to enlist the support of Evie Turnquist, and I'm going to enlist the support of Randy Alcorn, great mission Christian writer, and then I'm going to tell you what I think. Okay? Get it. We'll send it to all of any gift you make to help save lives and the beautiful Bible. Thank you so much. Thanks for watching Life Today, and thank you for sharing life for the next months with many children and their families.
Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.